The Africa Union Peace and Security Council has been here in Sudan since Friday. We traveled to South Sudan because we wanted to find out firsthand the progress that has been made regarding the implementation of the peace process. We also wanted to find out the situation regarding peace and reconciliation, regarding other socioeconomic issues. So we have had opportunity, we were honored this morning to meet with His Excellency, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, President Salva Kiir. We held long, honest, and open discussions. We also had an opportunity during this trip to meet with His Excellency, the First Vice President of the Republic of South Sudan, General Taban Gai. We met with leaders of other political parties. We met with SPLA in opposition. We met with SPLA, former detainees. We met with religious leaders and women groups and civil society. And we also met with the international community, the ambassadors of Africa and also the ambassadors overseas. Yesterday, we traveled to Malakau, where we had an opportunity to visit the POC camp there. And we also had discussions with the leadership of that camp. So as we leave Juba today, we have a better understanding of what the challenges are that are facing this country, especially the implementation of the peace agreement. And we have recommitted and reassured the leadership and the people of South Sudan that the Peace and Security Council and the entire AU will remain engaged and will continue to support South Sudan as you implement this peace agreement and to ensure that peace comes back to South Sudan. So our final word is really to urge every single South Sudanese to agree to peace, to agree to dialogue, so that finally your country can start on the road to recovery, to a reconciled country, and to a prosperous South Sudan.